All right, so today we're really diving into this whole world of AI video, specifically DID's Creative Reality Studio.
Okay, sounds intriguing.
It's interesting, right? You know how just saying AI video kind of takes you back to those early deepfakes, like a few years ago?
Absolutely, I remember those. Yeah. Everyone was either like totally amazed or completely freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. But this DID thing, this article, it's different, you know? It's not about tricking people. It's more about, honestly, unlocking some really cool creative stuff. So can you give us a quick breakdown? Like, what is DID's Creative Reality Studio? What's the big deal?
Sure. It basically lets you grab a still image, any photo really, and using AI, transform it into a moving, talking video.
Okay.
And I don't just mean like small animations. We're talking full-on talking heads, lip-syncing, movements, the works.
No, that is cool. But let's be real. Are we going to see like tons of AI presenters replacing actual humans in every video now?
Yeah.
You know, kind of scary for job security and all.
I get that, yeah. But I honestly don't think that's the goal here. DID isn't about replacing that human touch, you know, the charisma, that real connection you get on camera. Think of it more as a new tool, you know? It's about making video production easier, faster, and opening up possibilities that might have been too expensive or time-consuming before.
Makes sense. So empowering humans with new tools rather than replacing them. I like that. Okay, so tell me, this article mentions AI video generation from just text prompts. Is that as futuristic as it sounds?
It really is. You basically give the system a script, like instructions for an AI director, and it does the rest. Your chosen avatar delivers the message, and it's really something to see in action.
So I could write a script, pick my virtual presenter, and bam, instant video. That's wild. Like a whole film crew at my beck and call 24/7, but without the coffee breaks and small talk?
Exactly. And there's more. Imagine a massive library of languages and accents to choose from. You want your presenter speaking Mandarin, Spanish, DID has you covered.
Wait, seriously, that's incredible. Though I'm sure our listeners are already thinking about the possibilities. Creating videos in multiple languages, that's huge, especially for businesses or educators trying to reach a global audience. No more subtitles or expensive voiceovers. You can tailor your message for anyone, anywhere.
Exactly. And it gets even better. The article mentions customization options for the avatars, like way beyond just changing clothes or hairstyles. You can adjust their appearance, facial features, even tweak expressions to match your message.
Okay, now that's impressive. So it's like crazy levels of control and personalization. But let's talk real world for a sec. The article throws out all these use cases, training videos, marketing, personalized messages. What really jumps out to you? Where is the impact going to be biggest?
You know, it's tough to pick just one. The potential is huge, but honestly, the democratization of video creation. Imagine small businesses, educators, even just like individual creators having access to the same high-quality video tools that used to be only for big studios with tons of money.
Right. It's like leveling the playing field. And it's not even just about making it easier for people who already do video stuff. It's giving a voice to people who never could before.
Exactly. Think about it. A teacher, right, in a small town, they could create these awesome online lessons with virtual teachers who even speak the local language. Or a small business owner making professional product demos without spending a fortune. It's powerful, giving people the ability to share their stories, knowledge, their creativity, all through video.
I love that. It's not just tech, it's about people. But, and maybe this is a silly question, what about the actual humans involved in making videos now? Are we talking robots taking over Hollywood?
I get it, but I see it as more of an evolution. Yeah, some things might become automated, but this also creates new opportunities. Video editors, for instance, they might be in even higher demand to like polish and refine the AI-generated stuff. Plus, you still need that human touch for writing good scripts, you know, creating stories, bringing that human element to the screen.
So more like collaboration, not robots versus humans. Much better. But this article does a great job of like selling us on the dream of DID. But let's be real, this got to be pricey, right?
Oh, for sure. Can't avoid the money talk forever. The article mentions DID has those different pricing tiers. You got your free trial, then all the way up to those big custom enterprise plans.
Yeah, because like there's no such thing as a free lunch, right? Especially with fancy tech like this. So hit us with the details.
Well, the free trial is great to just test it out, dip your toes in the DID pool, see what it's about. But if you're serious about using AI video, you got to look at those paid plans.
And that's where it gets interesting, right? Because the best plan depends on what you need and your budget.
Yeah.
So let's unpack those tiers a bit. What are we talking about here? What should people keep in mind when making this decision?
Okay, so say I'm sold on this whole AI video thing, but I'm not ready to like marry DID just yet. That's where having options is great, right? And this article mentioned some others, Synthesia.io, Eli.io, Colossian. It's like there's a new one every day. It's true. The AI video world is blowing up right now, which is good, right? More choice, more innovation. Mm-hmm. Hopefully prices stay competitive. But yeah, it's a lot to sort through.
Exactly. So break it down for us. The article mentions these other tools, but what makes them different? It's like AI video tool. What's your superpower?
Uh-huh. I like that. Okay, Synthesia.io, their big thing. Tons of AI avatars. We're talking over 90 options. And get this, they support over 120 languages. So if you need variety, global reach, Synthesia's a strong contender.
120 languages. That's nuts. Okay, who's next on our AI game show?
Eli.io. This one's cool because it's a different approach. Imagine taking like your old content, PowerPoints, PDFs, whatever is boring people to death.
Yeah.
And turning it into a video, just like that. That's Eli.io's thing.
Now that is useful, especially for those of us who can't stand another slideshow. Talk about bringing stuff back from the dead. Okay, last one. Hit me with Colossian. What's their secret weapon?
Colossian is all about the feels, adding that emotional depth to their avatars. Because to really get a message across, it's got to connect emotionally, right? So with Colossian, you can tweak the emotions of your virtual presenter. Even like, how will they seem? It's a whole other level of impact.
Wow, so we've gone from basic robot voices to AI actors with feelings now. Wild. But with all these choices, how do you actually choose?
It boils down to what you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Simple explainer video for your website or a huge marketing campaign, tight budget or money to burn. Good news is there's probably an AI video tool that's perfect. You just got to do a little digging.
Like finding the right shoes. Takes a little searching, but when you find them, what a difference. Well, there you have it. From those kind of creepy early deepfakes to these awesome AI video tools like DID and all the others, it's always cool seeing this tech, but the real magic's when we use it to teach, inform, you know, inspire people. So next time you're about to film something, think about the possibilities. The future of video is pretty exciting. Thanks for exploring with us. Until next time.